Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee.
Good things come to those who wait. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 in the New International Version. I'm sure we're all familiar with the phrase, good things come to those who wait. I feel this also goes hand in hand with the phrase, patience is a virtue. It can often be exhausting to feel that you are constantly doing good towards others to get nothing in return. But on the contrary, there are some cases where doing charitable acts towards others paves the way for more acts to be done in the future. In other words, setting off a domino effect of sorts. Or serving as an inspiration. While it can be easy to grow impatient from doing good deeds and not seeing our efforts bear fruit right away, this does not always mean that they will not bear fruit. They can often lead to a return favor down the line or, as previously mentioned, a beginning of a series of charitable acts to be done. So, in these instances, it can be crucial to practice patience and remember that it truly is a virtue and that good things can come to those who wait, so long as we have the willingness to wait. Let us pray together. God, thank you for showing us that patience is a virtue, and that while doing good can often lead us to feel weary, this is not always the case, as our efforts may soon bear fruit if we remain strong in doing good and have the willingness to wait. Help us to always remember this and have the willingness to be your faithful servants. Amen. This devotional was written and recorded by Grace Jonas. Thank you for joining me today.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, C-H-U-R-C-H dot O-R-G.